Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 395. I'm your host, Emily Aries, the founder and CEO of Bossed Up. And today I want to talk through why and how to prioritize career care. Just the other week, I was chatting with some job seekers in our Hired Job Search Accelerator, and I was talking through how important it is to devote the time, energy, and attention you deserve to your career advancement. So first and foremost, what do I mean when I say career care? What is career care? And frankly, how is it different than self-care or just plain old doing your work? You know, I think about the ways in which I spend my time often boils down to getting work done when I need to get work done, and then trying to take care of the rest of my life in the rest of my time. That might look like self-care practices for my own well-being, my own life, my own relationships. It might look like caretaking duties that I am juggling alongside all of those to keep my loved ones happy, healthy, and doing well. And what tends to fall through the cracks is career care. The ways in which you proactively direct your career in the direction you actually want it to go. This might look like spending time on the job search, brushing up on your resume, searching for opportunities. It might look like developing your professional skill set, reading, pursuing continuing education, taking a course, devoting your time to LinkedIn learning courses, like the 9 I have available there to help you advance your career. Or it might look like growing your influence through networking and community building and relationship building, or just influencing and being seen as a thought leader on platforms like LinkedIn or other social media platforms. This stuff is real time consuming, right? This takes hours and hours of devoted effort and focus. And frankly, who among us feels like they even have time for that when you're working 40 plus hours a week? It can be so hard to prioritize your career care, especially if you're a caretaker already juggling all those responsibilities, keeping yourself and loved ones and others alive and well. However, I implore you to begin thinking of career care as another arena of life to prioritize, because it's so critically important that we move our careers forward actively, not passively, and hopefully not reactively. There are millions of people navigating that reactively right now because of massive layoffs that we're seeing hit so many industries, and tech in particular. This is critically important for all of us to reconsider and reprioritize, especially when uncertainty in the job markets and the economy is starting to really be on the rise. I've got a related episode on navigating uncertainty and anxiety during layoffs, episode 378, which I'll link to in today's show notes. Now, why is this important? Why is career care worthy of your time and energy, and limited, mind you, time, energy, and effort? Well, it's not going to happen without you. I remember 15 years ago now when I stepped up as a state director back in the day for Organizing for America, the first of its kind continuation of a presidential campaign after the Obama administration went into the White House. And I was an early career professional rising quickly, stepped into the role of OFA state director in Rhode Island, loved it, but gave 110, 120% of myself to that job. I spent every ounce of time and energy and effort growing the OFA brand, influencing on behalf of OFA, right? Advocating on behalf of my workplace. And while that was great to do and certainly helped, you know, the nature of campaign work is cyclical, meaning getting laid off is part of the job in politics. So just a year or so later, when I found myself laid off and out of the job and what was it? It was the midterm elections, 2010. I remember looking at my personal social media accounts, Twitter in particular, which was very relevant back in 2009, 2010 in the political space, and seeing, wow, I hadn't tweeted on my personal account in over a year. I hadn't had a networking meeting that was growing my personal career network in over a year. I hadn't developed my professional sort of future in over a year. I had completely neglected my own career care because I martyred myself for the job. And look, I love my work and I devote myself to my work, but I swore to myself at that moment, never again will I give so much of myself to any one endeavor that there's nothing keeping my overall career going. And managing that career momentum takes time and effort that no one can frankly do for you. A lot of this boils down to just managing your personal brand for the job search, and a topic I discussed in depth with Lita Citrone on episode 200, which I'll link to in the show notes as well. But it was just a harsh reality, a harsh reminder at the end of being laid off that, wow, no one's going to propel my career forward for me. I speak with so many job seekers who are coming through our doors at Hired, our job search accelerator, who say to me, Emily, I've been so lucky. I've been recruited from one position to the next over the course of my entire career. But in that good fortune is a little bit of a shadow side to that situation, which is those folks tend to say to me, you know, this is the first time in my career where I am needing to be proactive, or I am craving the feeling of proactively being the agent of change in my own career. I want to choose what's next for my career. I don't want to be beholden to what others choose for me. So that's why adding career care, I know it's hard to add yet another thing to our to-do list, but that's why adding this element in, or just bringing some awareness to the need for career care, is so important. So practically and tactically, how do we make career care a priority? There's two things I want you to do right now. Pause this podcast and take out a scrap piece of paper if you have it. Bust open your Bossed Up Life Tracker planner if you've got one. Write this down somewhere. I've got two steps for you to take. One, make a list of the behaviors, the actions that you know would actually advance your career. This might be an element of professional development. I want to read that book. I want to take that course. I want to listen to that podcast. It might be an element of networking and community. I got to reach back out to my mentor who I haven't spoken to in years, or I got to send that email to see if that person whose career I have a total crush on would be willing to meet with me for coffee. Or I'm going to network by going to a local event being hosted in my community. And then make the list of all the actions you could take so that when you have 5 minutes, when you have 10 minutes, that list is already somewhere for you. This, by the way, might also include simply, you know, keeping tabs on all the progress you've made, all the wins you've had at work. We have a great episode on how to maintain a brag book so that it's there when you need it. Or it might look like maintaining your thought leadership on LinkedIn or some social media website where you're posting things that keep your community alive. So whether it's professional development or networking in nature, or just keeping tabs on your progress and your wins and your shares in how you're sharing with others what's going on in your career, those are some concrete actions that I want you to write down that feel right for you, because this is going to look different for everybody. But what feels practical, within reach, and would take no more than 5 to 10 minutes to do, but would actively advance and develop your career further. And then, step two here, I want you to open up your calendar and find a way to make this part of your routine. Set an alarm on your phone for once a week, once a month, at the very least once a quarter, or put it in your planner a certain day a month, a certain day of each quarter, when you're going to devote some time to your career care. You can either set this on your, you know, phone's alarm for a daily action or a weekly action, or put it in your GCal, your Google Calendar, or any kind of calendar you use, but make sure you've set alarms up so you get a notification when it comes around. It doesn't take much to make a big difference. Getting out of paralysis, getting out of park and into drive with your career just takes taking that first action step. And it truly is a different kind of self-care than how we keep our bodies and brains and relationships and hearts engaged. It's for your career's longevity. One last note here. Don't let the time you choose be the last part of the day or the last part of the week. You're brain dead by 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Don't make that the time you pour into yourself. Give yourself the gift of your peak performance time. If that's 8 a.m. on a Monday morning, spare your 8 a.m. on a Monday morning every once and again for yourself. Don't give that to your employer. Don't give that to your current workplace. Don't give that to your family and your kids. Just once in a while, give that peak performance time to yourself. So it doesn't count if you're putting this on your calendar for 10 p.m. on a Friday night once a month, right? Give yourself time when you actually will have some energy and brain space to devote to yourself because you and your career are worthy of your best efforts as well. You and your career are as worthy of your best efforts as your current workplace or as your family and loved ones are. If you give this a try, if you make career care a priority for you, I want to hear how it's going. Post in the Bossed Up Courage community on Facebook or join us in the Bossed Up group on LinkedIn. I'll drop links to both those spaces in today's show notes, and I can't wait to hear how you are prioritizing career care this season. Think of it as a little spring cleaning for your career. We are all worthy of some of that energy and time and effort right now. Until next time, let's keep bossing in pursuit of our purpose, and together let's lift as we climb.